This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The world's most wanted terrorist is dead. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed his death in a raid by American troops a short time ago. AP Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
Several times over his 5 years leading the militants, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was rumored to have been killed or wounded. This time, a U.S. official says al-Baghdadi was killed after being targeted by U.S. commandos in northwestern Syria. A senior Iraqi official says the militant leader and his wife set off explosive vests during the raid. If al-Baghdadi's death is confirmed, the operation could be a major boost for President Trump, who has been criticized for pulling back U.S. troops in northeastern Syria. Al-Baghdadi's killing would be at the least a symbolic win, though its actual impact on possible future attacks is unknown. He's been largely seen as a symbolic figurehead, whom a U.S. military spokesman described 2 years ago as irrelevant. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Turkey's army says an attack by Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria has killed one of its personnel and wounded five others. This brings Turkey's military death toll to 11 since the launch of its operation. Despite that ceasefire and a second brokered by Russia, occasional skirmishes have continued. Russia says its military police and Syrian border guards will facilitate the removal of the Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. Hundreds of Iraqi demonstrators are continuing their anti-government protests Sunday in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. More than 60 protesters have been killed in clashes with police since the demonstrations began last week. Iraq's elite counterterrorism service says it has been deployed to the area. It has been instructed to use all necessary measures to end the protests. From Washington, this is VOA News.